Wuhan's sports center has reopened for winter activities. But 2 years ago, the city's stadium was used for a very different purpose. It became a makeshift hospital for thousands who had fallen ill with the coronavirus.
The sports center set up 1,100 beds in 72 hours and admitted 1,056 mild COVID-19 cases in total. We managed to achieve zero staff infection, zero secondary infections, and zero death.
On January 23, 2020, city authorities took the then unprecedented step of locking down its 11 million residents. Human-to-human transmission of the virus had just been confirmed, and more than a dozen people had died. From here, the virus would go on to infect hundreds of millions around the world. Today, Wuhan has resumed normal life, and officials say coronavirus infections in the city have been eliminated. The seafood and animal market where the outbreak was first identified is closed, though the pandemic's origin remains a mystery. An inquiry by the World Health Organization concluded that the possible leaking of the virus from a Wuhan lab was extremely unlikely, though many scientists are calling for further investigation.
The starting point of an international process can't be compromising with the Chinese government or appeasing its sensitivities. It has to be establishing a gold standard for what a full and unrestricted international investigation would entail.
The Chinese government has dismissed the theory and turned its attention to keeping coronavirus case numbers to zero. But this has been a struggle. The provinces of Henan, Shanxi, Guangdong and Tianjin City are battling outbreaks of both the Omicron and Delta variants. Millions of people have for weeks been confined to their homes. Beijing has reported more than 10 COVID-19 cases this past week. Authorities have again pointed to imported goods, international deliveries and frozen food as a likely source of infection. Those living in the capital have been warned to limit deliveries from overseas, though many experts are skeptical that packages can transmit the virus. People have also been warned against traveling during the upcoming Lunar New Year festival, the most important public holiday of the year. Officials here are under intense pressure to control the outbreak before the Winter Olympics opens on February the 4th. Those taking part in the Games will be confined to a strict venue bubble, designed to be sealed off to protect the rest of China's population. Katrina Yu, Al Jazeera, Beijing.